Blog Talk Radio.
Get your motor running.
T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
You know, this used to be a hell of a good country. I can't understand what's going on with it.
Chaos.
T-minus 15.
Well, they're not scared of you. They scared of what you represent.
10.
That's exactly
nine,
right.
Ignition sequence start.
Absolutely. What it's all about.
Exactly, Mel. Good evening, Texas bikers and bikers all across the nation. This is Texas Biker Radio number 305. And the title of tonight's show, we've just been letting it all play out. My name is Mel Popeye Moss. My co-host, Mel O.G. Robbins. We are with Sons of Liberty Riders, M.C., and we come to you once a week, and we ought to be doing this more often. But, Mel, what do you think about what we're seeing now? And it still hasn't finished.
You know, it's I'm not going to use the full term that we have coined lately. I'm just going to say lots of evil going on here.
Exactly. And we're going to wait to spring what you're talking about. But interesting, the dismissals and then the refiling of charges. And now there's a new thing, the riot.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Talk about blatant desperation.
I mean,
by the district attorney's office to come up with anything to try and regain some credibility. And this guy is so frickin' stupid. All he ends up doing is looking stupider as it goes on. He's like the continuing movie of Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for him to sit there and piss his pants to warm up.
He's like this.
The clientele are requested to remain calm.
To remain calm? Does the captain feel no sense of responsibility for the lives of his passengers?
It's my opinion that the captain doesn't feel much of anything at the moment.
You mean to say he's drunk? The fellow ought to be made to walk the plank.
I'm afraid just now he cannot walk at all.
This is outrageous.
Oh, sit down, old man. What have you got to worry about? We're only adrift in an open sea with a drunken captain and engine that's liable to explode at any moment.
It's a perfectly ordinary situation. Happens every day.
That's the courthouse and the DA's office in McKinnon County. They're
yes,
adrift, Mel. But Mel...
it's beyond description anymore.
I know. And in talks we've had and we've had with other people that we now think something more sinister is going on. All these dismissals, all this stuff going on, and and things that make no sense. But Mel, shouldn't this not be the lame duck doing all this stuff? Shouldn't this be for the next DA to take care of?
Yeah, he's doing what you'd expect people like Obama and the liberal press to be doing over what they've started doing since Trump. I mean, it's the same model. They cannot, first of all, he probably can't believe he lost. So he's having that issue, trying to come to terms with the fact that the public told him to get the hell lost. And I just don't think this guy's living in the real world anymore.
Two things, Mel. He's either trying to save face with some type of convictions. It doesn't matter if it's for jaywalking. Or there's something they don't want Barry Johnson to find out. There's something that they don't want the public to see, so they're taking care of all of this stuff now. something is really wrong. When you look at the things they're doing, and it's not because it's out of the kindness of their hearts, because they don't have hearts.
Flat hanging people out to dry.
Exactly. And they knew what they were doing when they were dismissing people without prejudice, meaning they can be called back at any time for the rest of their lives. And there is no recourse from that. I've asked that again and again and again. There is no recourse. But as we discovered, Mel, guess what? They can refile charges.
Yes, they can.
But, and like we were talking about earlier today, this riot thing makes no sense. And it's not going to make sense to the public neither. And we're going to spell this out on May 17th along with
a prayer
and stuff
I
for the
fall.
I smell
some more ads coming on.
Oh, yes.
In the Waco Tribune.
Oh, yes. You bet. You know, Mel, let me say this. I don't want to put too much out there because I don't want to spend our thunder right now, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
And it's hard not to. It's really hard not to. But Mel,
yeah, especially
invite...
when you have to contend with idiots.
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe we'll make it into another video somewhere. I mean, I don't know. But it seems like this Miss Dillon has all of a sudden, you know, if she's the one ramrodding everything now while Raina's out playing golf at the Colonial, it's kind of interesting. And she's now, I guess, you know, all of a sudden has grown a cock and she's trying to screw everybody.
Yeah.
Just to put it politely. But and of course, this is going out through the nation, Mel. You know, Washington Times, all these other news media sources. But I think it destroys the credibility of the DA's office in McLennan County. And it's going to destroy the credibility of the courts there.
Well, you know, part of the problem is as long as you got someone like Struthers sitting on the bench, he's just as bad in my mind or worse than Abel Reyna.
that's right. But it's I think there's I heard there was three people that are facing murder charges, and today, this afternoon, I heard there was a fourth. It's going to be interesting to see who they think's actually guilty of a crime that gets down to these 20 or 30 people. And, you know, we have our thoughts about this thing since
the
COCI.
And to see what they might actually try and charge him with, right?
Yes. Yeah. Are they and it appears they're going to continue down this road with the, I don't know if it's RICO charges, you know, the riot with the other pending charges or adding. I don't know. I really understand, Mel. Do you? They've got these new charges, and I guess it's added to the old charges, or is the new charges replacing the old charges? What the hell is going on here?
It sounds to me like, I mean, from what I could make out on this thing, they have to reconvene another grand jury.
Oh,
to recharge
crap.
These people.
So they have to get another crooked grand jury. just my opinion, because you can't get anything honest out of that courtroom.
Well, hell, you don't think they're going to do it honestly, do you?
No.
They haven't demonstrated anything remotely close to that in the whole course of this scenario.
They can't even dismiss people honestly.
That's right.
That's the truth. But truth somehow misses McLennan County. Or at least it does in that courthouse. And the DA's office. And the sheriff's office. And the police department. And the DPS. And the governor's office. He don't know crap. He just signing papers.
Well, yeah, to me, that's a true embarrassment for Texas, just to have the governor sit there and watch all this crap going on without calling some kind of investigation.
Well, the DPS,
you know,
the DPS is his boys. That's it. They tell him something and he believes it totally, as if it's 100% true. And you and I know they lie like hell. I'll probably get pulled over tomorrow.
Yeah.
I better lay low.
Yep. As we speak, license plates are being looked up.
Yeah. We had one of our guys stop today, and he seemed to think he was profiled. Did you hear this?
No.
Yeah. Our prospect. The police officer pulled him over for doing 59 and a 55.
59 and a 55.
Yeah. Said his license plate. He said when he ran his plates, his motorcycle came up as a red motorcycle, and it's now blue. Well, how many motorcycles across America get painted every year and nobody even thinks to go have their title changed, the color of the motorcycle on their title changed? Really?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Really?
Give me a break.
That's a piss poor reason to stop somebody.
So did he ticket him finally or did he let him go?
No, he didn't ticket him. He wrote him a warning ticket.
Yeah. What did he warn him about?
What does our prospect have on his vest? Prospect?
Yeah.
So he pulls the guy over for wearing a prospect patch? Come on. You know, Mel, Twin Peaks was the biggest single case of motorcycle profiling. That many people, over 200 people, were profiled on that day.
Yeah.
May 17th, 2015. People were detained or arrested. They were profiled, detained, and arrested for what they were wearing and who they associate with. But, Mel, they were at a political meeting. Those that are members of the COCI were at a political meeting that they have a right to do, no matter what anybody says. It don't matter whether it's the Cossacks. It doesn't matter whether it's the police department. Doesn't matter if it's the damn DPS. They have a right to attend the political meeting peaceably. And somebody had other ideas about that. But you know what, Mel? The Cossacks have that same right. We all do.
That's right.
And I don't know what the connection is between Waco PD, the Cossacks, the DPS, all of this other stuff. You know, a lot of facts are still yet to be found out. And maybe when they get down to a real trial, if they ever get there, we might find out some things. But right now, everybody's in the dark. But everybody had a right to be at that meeting, a political meeting. The members of the COCI had a right to be there. And how they could say any COCI members were there to cause a riot is just absurd. But we got some work we're going to do on them. Let me tell you, I would imagine that many lawyers are salivating at the thought of getting into court with what looks like are morons. Who's trying to make something stick?
Well, I would say they definitely look like morons. They act like morons.
Yeah, and if Abel Rader is still sulking from losing his race, you know, get over it. Get back over your daddy's law office, you're going to be fine. Unless he loses his license over his mess with his donors.
Yeah, there's still an investigation going on, is there not?
Exactly, and I should think he should lose his license anyway for the shenanigans that are going on. But there's a whole lot of people within our ranks that thinks this is bigger than McLennan County, and that the DPS played a major role in this thing, and you know them and their fusion center and all this secret stuff that goes on behind the scenes that they can't talk about.
Now, why can't they talk about their fusion center?
I don't know. There's pictures of it on the internet. I looked at it last night. All these screens and stuff, like, you know, NCIS or those shut TV shows with the wall-mounted computer screens and all this other stuff where they can see all everybody sit there on their asses and see all this stuff. So I guess
what
is it
you suppose they do in there? What do you think they're really doing in there?
Well, most of the time, goofing off. But they're sitting there making decisions on somebody's life from a computer and some data that may be erroneous. It may not be correct because some stupid DPS officer out there has said, oh, look here, there's a gang carrying on about him. And not any of it be true, and they accept it as truth. Oh, by the way, I was watching something on Netflix the other day, Mel, and it's kind of interesting, you know, is that guy that does all his cop shows. His son was murdered back years ago.
Most Wanted.
Yeah, that guy. It was a motorcycle gang video thing on Netflix, and it was about the Hells Angels up in Canada and all this other stuff. But 60s, 70s, 80s. I think they finally got up into the 90s, you know. This is the stuff they were talking about. They wasn't talking.
Well, you'll notice they can't make a documentary on anything new.
No.
It's all this old crap.
Exactly. Exactly. And they spew it over and over and over again, hoping that the public is going to buy this stuff.
Well, I thought it got pretty obvious they were getting desperate when they started using Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
As evidence.
That's right.
That's reaching, man.
Exactly. Jack not only turned bad toward the end, he turned stupid. Nothing he did worked. I'm just saying. But then again, it was based on Shakespeare, right?
Yes, Hamlet. That whole script was based on Hamlet.
It's right. Everybody dies. Even the ones you like. But, hey, Mel, it seems as though what's going on, part of what's going on here is our government is obsessed. If they can't convict them, they're going to destroy them. They're going to destroy lives. They're going to destroy groups. They're going to destroy anybody they can, any way they can, usually by vilifying the hell out of them.
Government out of control.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
So, and when the courts start this stuff, and right now, we can't trust any judges out there. None of them. After what we've seen in Waco that happens in that county courthouse, we can't trust a damn one of them. It don't matter how good they say they are, how good somebody says they are, how good they think they are, they collectively, they're a problem. Because they see themselves as God. And the last thing I want to hear out of a judge is him talking about his courtroom, which it actually doesn't belong to him.
Yeah, they get pretty pompous.
Yeah. And somebody out there, show me a good DA, somebody that's good at heart. I think Barry Johnson may be one.
He seems like an awfully honest guy.
That would be rare, Mel. That would be rare in that world. Because as we've seen, they have no problems with convicting the innocent. None. And that's something we all of us ought to be sick of it. But then again, maybe we ought to tune ourselves up to what a riot looks like. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll have a field day with that one, Mel.
Boy, I can't wait to see what they're going to be up to.
Right. And we've got to get together soon and do a video. I am building a new studio here beside my house. I'm old and slow, but it'll get done. I bought some flooring today, Mel, and I always seem to think I can do it when I can't.
Yeah.
when you get our age, you lose your upper body strength. But this guy lets me load up all this flooring, and I'm using leverage to get it over into my trailer and stuff. And then he comes up and tells me, he said, yeah, that's the heaviest there is. Yeah, and I looked over at him. What the hell, you tell me that before I started loading it?
Yeah.
I might have bought a lighter material.
Right.
Geezer come over and save the day.
He Geezer helped, and,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he saved the day for me, that's for sure. And also helped me find out a flaw. But I got that corrected. Got it corrected. So we're good. We're all good. And let's talk the national scene a little bit. Donald Trump is driving them absolutely mad. He's driving the media just bonkers.
And his ratings continue to go up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's in the 40 percentile bracket now.
That's right. And Kim Jong Uncle, whatever his name is, he let those hostages go. They're American citizens, although they don't.
Well, you know what was kind of remarkable about that, too, was he still let them go after Trump pulled out of the Iran deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've been talking about that.
Yeah, and then
about
Iran
how that
today.
That was kind of surprising.
Yeah, and Iran today said missiles away from Syria. They launched some missiles that toward Israel out of Syria.
Yeah,
of course,
I saw
the oil
that.
The oil companies are loving the hell out of this. They're any excuse to run gas prices up.
Oh yeah, they're gonna screw the hell out of us on this one.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, what do? You know, there's not much we can do about it except for ride a motorcycle.
That's right.
And I would advise anybody out there listening to me, go get you a damn motorcycle. Quit jacking around. Quit talking about your old lady is forbids you to get one. Just go get it. That's what I did.
Hey, I got to tell you, I was in Salt Lake City at a family picnic, and this young girl, relatively young girl, was a young couple. They had, let's see, two girls and a boy. This guy was late 30s, early 40s, if he was in his 40s, and she was about the same age range, and she was, you know, everyone looks at me and asks, "You got a Harley?" And I say, "Well, of course I do." But she was bitching because she's been trying to get her husband to buy a Harley so she could ride.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been trying to get him to buy a Harley and he won't do it.
He must be a sissy boy.
Yeah, I was amazed. I was just amazed. But he seemed a little soft to me, I got to tell you.
Yeah, they would. Hey, mine wouldn't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I had them hid everywhere for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I encourage everybody, too, to go to McLean County. Screw them son of bitches. Don't let them scare you out of going to where you have a right to go. You could travel any place in this country. You don't let people... intimidate and instill fear into your heart. That's what they want.
Yep. That's how they feel they can control you.
Exactly. I mean, that's how they control the minorities in McLean County. And what you and I have talked about before, we've talked about on the radio program, that black guy that was shot 36 times, that they said, oh, hell, you know, he was driving toward us. Well, hell yeah, he was no longer in control of the car.
Yeah.
He'd been been shot to death. God, I'm about sick of that, too. That kind of stuff. Well, we feared for our lives. Well, guess what? I see somebody texting while they're driving. I fear for mine, too, when I see go down the highway and get a good look in a car, and they're driving along just texting away. You know, I mean, there is talk to text on your cars now, too, if you know how to use it. You still there, Mel?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, I thought that was out there. Total silence.
Yeah, no, I was listening to you about texting, running through some of my own personal horror visions of watching people text as they came over into my lane.
Oh, yes. I mean, of course, you can do things to get their attention, you know, kick on the side of the door or whatever else, you know. Hey, I knocked on their window one time. They were so close to me.
Listen, there's a lot to be said for loud pipes. I've used them frequently.
Dad, you're right about that. Hey, I guess Hawaii's going to burn up.
It's not looking pretty.
No.
Not looking pretty at all. I would hate to live in that neighborhood.
I don't know much about it.
How would you like to have one of those heat vents pop up in your backyard? Huh?
No kidding. Or how about while you're sitting on the pot?
Yeah.
Or even worse, riding your motorcycle down the road and here comes a lava flow at you. Anyway, Mel, hey, look, we can't say too much because, like we said earlier, we don't want to put all our thunder out there right now. I promise you, I'm chomping at the bit to hold back.
Yep.
Pretty soon we are gonna erupt. Now, there's always already been one casualty to this mess that's going on in McLennan County, and that's Abel Reyna. And I predict there will be more along the way here. Because what we're gonna be doing is we'll be keeping track of Abel Reyna. Any place he goes, anything he tries to do politically, well, he will deal with us. Because just like he's screwed other people's lives, we're going to mess with his. And I'll do that till the day I die. I make this promise to everybody right now. If he even thinks about running for another office, we're going to be there. I don't give a damn if it's a dog catcher. And may I comment on Pete Peterson for a minute, the $1 million baby? Wait a minute. He's a used car salesman. Oh, wait a minute. He's a DPS officer, former DPS officer, which is lower than a used car salesman.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of insulting used car salesmen.
I know. I'm sorry for that. As a matter of fact, I was a used motorcycle salesman there for a brief period of time. Of course, I did sell sport bikes at one time, and I sold a bunch of them. But that's another story. Hey, Mel, it looks like I've got for people who've been asking, I got one more trip to League City when I'll be going down. We'll be going down to pick up my 90-year-old dad and bring him up here so he can, I guess, live out his days in assisted living, because he can no longer take care of himself. And so it's a sad
now,
thing.
Has that war been fought yet?
No. No.
Okay.
No. When he finds this out, I mean, he's already got to where he's cussing a lot with the nurses. Oh, yeah. His vocabulary is steadily grown since his stroke. At first, he didn't know who or what and everything else, and now he's got everybody pegged. And if the nurses don't do what he expects them to do, or if he thinks they've hurt him during the therapy thing to keep those muscles, you know, when your hand draws up, they'll give you therapy to try and keep that from getting worse. And so he'll take the soreness in his arm as them hurting him, and he gives them a good cussing. You know, and I go and I try and reason with him. Hey, Dad, you know, you depend on these nurses now to take care of you. You don't need to be cussing them. And then there was a good-looking one coming down the hallway, and he said, "Well, I won't be cussing that one." I mean, what do you do?
Well, he's still got his sense of humor.
Oh yeah, he does that. He goes from almost I'd say a state of depression to a total comedy show. And once he knows he has you laughing, he keeps it up for a bit before he gets tired of it. But he's getting tired of hanging around in there and watching. Their channels are limited on that television he's got, and he's sick of naked and afraid.
You can only watch so much of that one.
Oh, yeah. He'll say, "That's the most stupid freaking show I've ever seen." And not say freaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, well, we're gonna hit the road, man. You ready?
Yeah.
I think we're about done. What I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah.
You got something else?
We do have a little announcement to make.
Okay, go ahead.
We posted it on Facebook today, and everyone needs to know that Sons of Liberty Riders MC is very excited and proud to announce that we have a new chapter that's been chartered, and it's in Phoenix, Arizona. We are growing another state, not just a chapter, but another state. So that's exciting times for us as we continue to grow, and we got a couple more states up our sleeve right now that are cooking along, and hopefully we'll be able to make announcements about those here before too long.
Exactly, Mel.
So that's my shot for the night.
That means a lot of riding for us.
Yep, you and I got some trips we got to plan here.
Yeah, something else to fit into everything else we're doing. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, man. That's cool.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. Stay tuned, because we're going to be taking them on here pretty soon. And we're talking about that mess going on in McLennan County. Like we said, this ain't over.
Yes, sir.
This is not over. Everybody, have a good evening. Good evening, OG.
That's right. Good night.
Bye-bye. That's all, folks.